Today's Shir Vishav Yemi is Siman Tafresh Lamed Gimel, and we are up to Sif Hey. And this is, as I said, the famous halacha of Itztaba. And we're going to be dealing with Itztaba from Sifim Hey through Zion. And unlike yesterday, we were dealing with trying to raise the ground of a sukkah. If the sukkah is too high, if it's, you know, chafama, lamala michaf, there we were dealing with things like straw, dirt, possibly pillows, and the distinction between the two. But now we're talking about a platform, itztaba. And a guy builds a platform inside the sukkah at a height that's going to reduce, once again, the interior of the sukkah to 20 amos. Now, if the platform spans, you guys, I'm sure all remember this, if it spans the entire sukkah, the sukkah is going to be totally kosher. Shulchan Aruch is going to be discussing, like the Gemara did, where it spans only part, if you remember, of the sukkah. And in such cases, the sukkah will only be kosher if the area on the platform itself is going to qualify as a sukkah. Meaning you need to have a Zion al Zion Tvachim, and it has to be surrounded by three walls. But then there's going to be a number of scenarios, and in some cases, if you remember, not only will the place on top of the platform be kosher, but also outside the platform, okay, will be kosher due to the itztaba, based on the principle of psal. You remember this? Psal hayotze min hasukkah. Schach that extends beyond the sukkah is also nidon kesukkah. And sometimes the cases you're going to have where the platform will be kosher and outside it won't be kosher. So that's all going to be discussed. And we're going to have scenarios where on the platform itself might be problematic. Okay, so now we have the first sif. And this sif is going to deal with a case where the itztaba will be a sukkah in its own right. Okay, and based on that, it will kasher outside the sukkah based on psal hayotze. So let's see. You have a sukkah that was above 20 amos. And the guy goes ahead and makes a staba along the middle wall, right? Remember, we deal with a three-wall sukkah. So you have the middle wall and the two parallel walls. Okay? So the staba is across that middle wall. Its entire length, okay? Across its entire length along the middle wall. And the platform itself, right? He says, across the entire length of the middle wall, ubashir sukkah. And what do you have? You have that platform itself has the required shiurim of Zion al Zion Tvachim of a sukkah. So if you have that, so then it's going to be kshera. Not only will that be kshera on top of the itztaba, but kol ha-sukkah is going to be kshera. Afilu me-itztaba b'hala. Even beyond the itztaba, even beyond the platform. Let's look at sif katan yuddalet, itztaba. Hu binyan avanim o shel eitzim. What is an itztaba? It is a structure. It's made out of stones or wood. Hu adin padlager, shemiratzvin alakarka. And the same would be true, any type of, like flooring that we use to cover the ground, right? I guess it would be like piling, with whatever it is. Ukeshemoy mirosha itztaba ulamala leka yosem yeshem amarasa. And when you go ahead and you measure from the top of the itztaba upward, so you don't have between the top of the platform, top of the itztaba, more than, okay, 20 amos until the schach. Sifkat den tes vav, kineged. So, as we said, it is opposite the middle wall. It's right up against the middle wall, this itztaba, along the whole length of it. Hainu shesamach ledofen mamash, meaning it's right up against the middle wall. Tez zayin ha'imsoi, the middle wall. Hu adav ledofen she kineged ha'pesach. This is the wall that's opposite the wall that's totally open. Right? It's opposite the fourth empty Eretz, like there is no fourth wall, so that's the Pesach. So it's the wall opposite the Pesach, as we said. It's the middle wall. And we're talking about this one middle wall. V'nikra kein mishum shestam sukkah urak bas shlosh tefanos. The reason why is because whenever we talk about a stam sukkah, we're talking about a three wall sukkah. La revius he kula pesuach, and the fourth wall is really just one big right Pesach to get into the sukkah. Sifka v'nidzayin al pnei kula. This is across the entire length of the sukkah. V'nimtza nogat gam b'shtei tefanos shemizeh umizeh. And because it goes across the entire middle wall of the platform, so the ends of each side of the platform are going to be in contact with the two parallel walls. So basically, on that istamba, haria yeshla shlosh tefanos, right? It's going to touch the walls on both sides of the istamba, and now you have your three walls on top of that istamba, and you have the three walls and the sukkah that is 20 within 20 amos. It is not greater than 20 amos, and it will be kosher. Yudches, afilu me'etztaba v'hala, even after the etztaba, even in the area off the platform, which is above 20 amos from the ground, is going to be kasha. V'oslim yishayim shav, and he can eat and sleep there. V'atam, what's the reason? The anuroim osetztaba k'ilu mispashetes b'kula. We view it as if the etztaba expands, a lot of expansion Torah these days. It expands across the whole bottom of the sukkah, we had a similar idea where we had the kanim that shot out, okay, past the parrots, past the open wall. And we said, even though there's no wall, okay, the psala yotzei min hasukkah is going to be kosher. Again, it's a different type of concept in terms of the floor expanding as opposed to the walls expanding and things like that, how exactly works. But the point is, once you have the inner sukkah that's kosher, so then the psal hayotze is also going to be kosher as well. And that's what the area after the istaba is considered. Ayin sham. Sif vav. And now we come to sif vav, continuing on the halachas of the istaba. And he says, in bana istaba min atzav. What happens if this istaba, this platform, was built not along the middle back wall, but rather on the side? So therefore, the istaba is only going to be connected to how many walls? Two walls, right? Im yesh min istaba ad kotel hasheni pachus me'arba amos. He says, if from the istaba until the far parallel wall, if it's less than arba amos, so guess what? Sheira ala istaba dafka. Then it's going to be kosher on the istaba itself specifically. Im lav psula. And if not psula, what's the idea? The idea is that you're going to be able to apply dofen akuma up until where? Up until the istaba. In other words, you have two walls parallel to each other, and initially it's lamala michaf. On one of the parallel walls, you put an istaba going all the way till it touches the middle wall. But guess what? Now you have only two walls on that istaba. How are you going to get your third wall? So the way you get your third wall is, if the parallel wall, which has pasul schach above because it's lamala michaf, if that parallel wall, okay, is within four amos, okay, of the what? Of the itstaba, so then we can look at the schach as a dofen akuma, because it's pachas midalet amos, and therefore the itstaba now has three walls. It has the three walls that are mamish, samud, and attached to this istaba that's on the tzad, and you have the third wall based on the dofen akuma connecting up that parallel wall to the istaba by the pasul schach, which is pasul based on lamal nichaf up until the istaba. And if not, okay, it's going to be psula because you don't have three walls because you don't have dofen akuma. And even if you do have a kasher based on dofen akuma, he says there you can't apply any psal al yotzei min hasukkah because that's viewed as the wat above. That's like his dofen. That's Lamala Michaf is viewed as like dofen, and he can only sit on top of the staba because that's the only kosher part of the sukkah based on the dofen akumas. Let's see. Sifkat on yud tes minat sad otalomer b'tzad dofen echad, meaning it's on the side of one wall across it. Umikom akom higia ad dofen amtzay, but it reaches the middle wall, not going across the whole middle wall, but wherever it's up to on one of the side walls, okay, it reaches at that distance. all the way up to the what? All the way up to touching the middle wall. So it's now surrounded by two walls. And Cain, Yesh Lashtei Defras. You have two regular walls. And the third wall, as we said, is only going to be able to make it there based on Dof Nakuma. So that's if Chaf, if you have a Pachas, Me'ar Ba'amus, Ksheva. We tell us what, as we just said, Dof Nakuma. You'll have your third wall based on Dof Nakuma. The Koshu Pachas, Me'ar Ba'amus, as long as it's less than Arba Amos. Ron, Anu, Asakosal, Da'askach, we view the Kosal and the Schach, Ki'ilu, Akol, Dofen, as if it's all one what? One wall, Shedesaka, and dead, right? Get crooked, bent over, and now there's a continuation of the wall, Benishtapa, Mikarkoyesa, Ad, Makon, Aschach, Akosha. And it then goes ahead and bends over from the karka until the wat, until the makom hasach hakasher. Shekein darchel shel kotel the sakeim ad kidei shirzeh. That's the derech of the wall to be crooked up until that shear. The imkein yesh losh defanos. Then you'll have now three walls. V'da the kol zeh dapik yesh defanos magil maschach. This is all assuming that the defanos, the wall, actually reaches the schach. Then you could have dofen akuma. The Eina Magiyim, if it doesn't reach the Schach, Yishar Loimar Adimron as a Kotel Baschach Kilu in Dofen Achas. You won't be able to have a Dofen Akuma to view the Schach and the Dofen as one big wall, as one big wall. Shrei Eina Nogim Klausel is there because they don't touch each other. You can't utilize good Asik to make a Dofen Akuma, right? The wall has to actually touch the Pasul Schach above in order for there to be a Dofen Akuma. Sitkan Chaval Al Etzav Adaka. It's only going to be kosher on the Etzav itself. The Misham Ula Halan. Efshar le hashir a gaba de itstaba kidila el the haleka shom schach kosher share asisa le schach dofen vimkain who yoshev tachas ha dofen. The reason is because since the area behind beyond the platform, right, cannot be kashered by what, by use of the itstaba, okay, as it is above. Why? Because, right, the leka shem schach kosher, because there's no leka shem schach kosher, because there's no kosher schach there, right? What do you mean there's no kosher schach there? Because that schach has been made into a what? Sharis asisa l'schach dofen. Once you make the schach l'mala michaf into what? Into the dofen, you can't now go ahead and say psala yotzei min hasukkah is going to kosher the dofen. It's a steer, it's a paradox. It's either the wall or the schach. You can't go ahead and say, oh, you now have kosher schach there if it's going to be the wall. That's what he says. Umikom makom l'tzara pesach muter leishev af le'holon min ha'itztaba d'sham yesh schach rak shehu l'mala me'esher v'shapir miskasher agaba d'itztaba u'kivasif shalaf nezeh. He says, what you could do, though, is, let's say the platform along the one of the side walls doesn't go all across the wall. It just like starts from the middle wall up until the middle of that wall. So he's saying the area after the platform along the side wall, of one of the right two side walls, that you could use psal hayotze min hasukkah, because that you're not using for dofen akuma, just lamala michaf, which is normally wouldn't be good. So psal hayotze will make it into what? Good kosher schach going out. In other words, you have the itstaba. Imagine you have the itstaba. Here's the middle wall, right? Here's the side wall. So you have the etzaba going up until the middle wall, and you have the etzaba going only partially along the side wall. So all this schach to the end of the side wall, even though the etzaba only goes up to here, and the schach the rest of the way is lamal michav, that's fine. You can say psalay yotzei min hasukkah is nidon kesukkah, because you have schach above there, it's kosher schach, and it's going to be nidon kirat, it's going to be nidon kesukkah. Right? Psalay yotzei min hasukkah. Masha ain kain, right? If we're talking the third wall, which is based on what? On the Dofen Akuma that's reaching the Itzaba. Here you can't say Psalah Yotzei Min HaSukkah is going to what? Is going to allow the Pasul Schach L'mala Michaf to become Kasher. Because that Schach L'mala Michaf has a din of Dofen, has a din of a wall, and once it's a din of a wall, it can also be Schach. Zion. Okay, we're up to Sif Zion. In Bana Itzaba Be'emtza. If, once again, he builds the Itzaba in the center of the Sukkah. In Yesh Mimenu, then if from the platform, Lakotel, Lakol Tzad, Pachas Me'arba Amos, so what does he have here? He has a situation where, what did he do? He builds this Etzaba in the center of the Sukkah. Then, if from the platform to the wall, there are less than 4 Amos in all directions, the area on the platform, Sheira Etzaba, Afilu Im Gavoa, Yoser me asara. Even if what? Even if on top of the platform, okay, is even if the platform itself is what? Is more than 10. Imyesh beino lakotel arba amos, psula afilu atstaba gavoa asara. So what does he mean here? He builds the platform not against, I might have said it improperly. He has the Yitzhaba right, mamish, in the middle of the sukkah. It's in the middle of the sukkah. So how are you going to kasher it? You're going to kasher it by using all three walls around the Yitzhaba as dofen akumas. And then it's like you have three walls around the Yitzhaba. So then you'll be able to sit on top of the Yitzhaba, even if the Yitzhaba itself is greater than 10 tfachin, but if from the walls on all the sides is more than arba amos, it's going to be psula, even if the Yitzhaba is 10 tfachin. Well, who remembers the chiddush? It relates to today's Ian Shear. Saying even if the middle Yitzhaba is 10 tfachin, it's going to be psula if you don't have dofen akumas on the what? On the three sides. You don't have, you know, so even if it's 4 amos from each side of the Yitzhaba, each three walls distant from the Yitzhaba, even if it's more than 4 amos, okay, you might have thought if it's 10 tefachim high, the Yitzhaba will be kasher. They're telling you it's not going to be kasher. So exactly. Because you might have said that the Yitzhaba in the middle, if it's 10 tefachim high, is like this tail, which is going to, you're going to say good asik mechitzis all the way up to the schach. So you'll have like these imaginary halachic walls on top of the tail. And we're already saying, we don't say that. Sif chatan chav beis, sheira ala Yitzhaba, kanay melehel mitoris dofen akum. Once again, you have dofen akuma coming from all three sides. And what is this teaching you? The gam bekamarucha, that's what Gemara said. And you can even have dofen akuma from all three sides, or all four sides. Bevas achas, aminan, dofen akuma b'ninenu. Sif katan chav gimel, afilu im gavoa, even if the itztaba is ten tfachim, v'lo aminan b'gomek azeh, yicholek ez rishus la'atma, we're not going to say that that itztaba is going to separate and distinct a rishus to in and of itself. Ve'inak solem shaychel l'klal, and the walls are not shaykh to it. That doesn't make a difference. And you might have said that if the Yitzhaba is 10 tefachim high, you can't apply dofen akuma, okay, from the walls on the side, because this Yitzhaba is now distinct and separate from the sukkah. We don't say that. So you can still utilize the dofen akuma. And then he goes on and he says, as follows, sif katan chav gimel afilu im gavoa. Oh, so we did that already. Sif katan chav dalet afilu ad staba gavoa asara. Even if the staba is gavoa asara, this is going on the last point that even if it's gavoa asara, it's not going to be a good sukkah on top of the staba if all the walls are 4 amos away on the three sides, or even if one of them is right is more than 4 amos away. Hamash melon lafuki imad esagadaitech b'shas. If it go back a day, this is coming to exclude the opinion in the Gemara that if the Yitzhaba is that tall, maybe you wouldn't need real ktalim, right? This like ktalim dida, because it would have its own ktalim based on the Arminan good hasavish al Yitzhaba. We're going to say good on the sides of the Yitzhaba, asik machitzasa. Each side of the platform that's in the middle is going to be shooting up as a machitza. V'dafnei Yitzhaba hing the funas sukkah, and the walls of the Yitzhaba are actually the walls of the sukkah. We don't say that. Why? The besukah ba'inan she gave mechitzas on the keres. Because in the sukkah, you require mechitzas on the keres. It's unbelievable. Yeah, Mamish talked about this Mamish today in Ian Shea, the Indian of mechitzas on the keres, and the Indian of having a mechitza on an etzaba. We'll just keep going until the Rosh Hashiva comes here. Sif, ches, sukkah she'ina gavoha asara tvachim, psula. A sukkah that's not 10 tvachim high is going to be psula. Sif katan. Means you need the inside of the sukkah up until the schach has to be a full 10 tefachim. Sif tes, the hutzin yardin l'soch asara. If you have it's asara and the hutzin come down into the 10, meaning you have the brush coming down with the twigs of the brush coming down into the 10. Afilu b'chamasim b'silas b'sula. Here, even if the brush coming down is not silasa meruba. Even if it's chamasa meruba, silasa is going to be psula. What's the side? Look at sifkat mechavav. Behutin. I have a mina kevan the ikar eschach lamata meyasara. Okay, you might have thought that well, since ain ikar sukkah, the ikar sukkah is not lamata meyasara, elektoys eschach. This is just what? You know, pieces of the schach, the lo chashivi is not really chashiv going in there. V'gam ein lehem k'dei shir schach, and there's no real shir of schach there. There'll be yehik shera. Tamash v'lon, afil lochi p'sul, it's going to be a puzzle. We should be so kashal adam ador, because it's a dira srucha, guys remember? Because at the end it's going to be tough to live. Besuka kazu, it says dira seruchahi. This is what's known as a dira srucha, and therefore it's like a foul dira, foul residence. Dira srucha, and therefore it wouldn't be good. Continuing by Talvin, im hanoyin yordun to asar. However, if noy sukkah go ahead and dip in, ain't on posel, that's not going to passel. Why? The caveman dehaim sipkat and chavzayin, the caveman dehaim lenoya sukkah, since they are for the noy of the sukkah, but le agaba the sukkah. They're going to be buttel to the sukkah. Below mikri al yedeze, therefore they're not going to be considered a dira srucha, even though practically they're going to, you're going to be bopping your head into it. But since it's there to beautify, it will not make it into a dira srucha. Umavuar bepaiskim du adidim tala kalim. Same thing if you hung kalim, uchadom alehem in the sukkah as noy, it would be ote. Haisa yud. Haisa demucha me'asara v'chakak bala shliva la'asara. If it was demucha me'asara v'chakak bala shliva la'asara, he dug in to make it a full asara. V'yesh b'chakak shir hechsh sukkah. And in the ditch and hole that you dug, there was the shir of hechsh sukkah, namely zayin al zayin. Im ein bein chakak v'kol tal shalosh tfachim. He dug a ditch that would be mashlimit, that would go ahead and make it a full asara from the schach to the bottom of the ditch. It was from the floor of the sukkah to the what? To the schach is not 10 tefachim. But then he dug a ditch in the middle. So he says, if that ditch is Zayin al Zayin, and there's not 3 tefachim between the edge of the chakak, the end of the ditch, and the walls, kshera, yesh b'neyam shlosh tefachim psula, if there is b'neyam shlosh tefachim, it's going to be psula.
So, once again, if the sukkah was lower than 10 tefachim, and then he dug into the ground of the sukkah to complete the required 10 tefachim, and the hole has the basic required measure of a sukkah, namely, that it is 7 by 7 tefachim, then again, if there are less than 3 tefachim between the hole and the wall, it's going to be kasher. And if there are 3 tefachim between them, meaning between the hole and the wall, it's not kasher, it's pasul. So look at the way the Mishnah Berurah, you know, spells it out. Sifkat nuchav ches, v'chachak bo lashlim ala asara, sifkat nuchav ches, and one dug into the ground of the sukkah to complete the required 10 tefachim, it's going to be kasher. So he says, v'adin ima yaschach av, same thing would be if the schach is thick, and then what did he do? And then what he did was, and then he removes from the bottom of the schach until the interior reaches a height of 10 tefachim, it's going to be kosher. So if there are less than 3 tefachim between the hole and the wall, it is going to be kosher. Loved. So what he's saying is, since we're going to apply the principle of lavid, and so therefore, if this hole is within 3 tefachim, so it's as if the walls reach the hole. However, as for eating or sleeping outside the hole, whether on the side where the entrance is or on the side where the walls are, some poskim, our machmir says, on the matter, they maintain that the areas outside the hole cannot be made kosher by dint of the hole, as they are above. In the case of the itzdaba built in the middle of a sukkah, because after all, this is a what? This is a dira srucha in those places, since it is lower than 10 tefachim. Okay. In other words, the idea is that a sukkah low and 10 tefachim, an aspect of it is that it's not practically fit for living. It's a dira srucha. So after all, since after all, one cannot properly fulfill the mitzvah of dwelling in a sukkah in that area, it cannot become kosher by dint of the rest of the sukkah. The principle of schach hayotzei min hasukkah is applicable only to a psul that is simply a matter of the sukkah's structure, but does not inhibit one's ability to dwell properly in the sukkah, right? As in the case of the wat, in the case of the itzdaba. The Magen Avraham, truthfully, and the Chiddushei Agos to the Torah, they question this psak, and they note that with regard to a tent-shaped sukkah, the halacha is that the center of the tent has the required measures of a sukkah, so the entire, right, tent-like structure is kosher, even the sides where the height is lower than 10 tefachim. So this really shows that an area that is lower than 10 tefachim can be kashered by the valid part of the sukkah. The Chazan Ish basically makes a chiluk, and he says that in that case, since both the area that is higher than 10 tefachim and the area that is lower than 10 tefachim are encompassed in a single sloping wall, they are more readily viewed as one undivided area of equal status, even without the principle of schach hayotze min hasukkah nidrein kesukkah. Anyway, there's a lot more to this. There's a prima gadam on this. There's a bach on this. There's a lot to do on this issue. We move weiter here. Sif katan lamid. Yesh beinayim shloshet tefachim psula. V'lo miskasha mishum doifin akuma. He says, if there's in between the hole and the wall, three tefachim, it's not going to be kosher based on dofen akuma. D'hainu kilu ha-dofen nekam l'mala l'makom sh'neged ha-chakak. You can't say that it's like the three tefachim now curve over to the dofen, and now that makes a full 10 tefachim. Why? Shekosh ha-inene gavo ha-sar ha-tefachim, because since the core wall is not 10 tefachim, inene dofen, it's not a dofen. V'lo numra bo ha-luchas dofen. You can't give the luchas of a dofen. It has to be a full dofen in order for it to create an extended dofen akuma. But not if it's in the etzem 10 tefachim itself, you can't have it akuma. This is actually spelled out in the Gemara there, discussing this sugya.